All right, welcome to part three of our Father John Sweaty Midweek Treats. I'm here with the Wheeze.
Still shrouded in smoke.
Just can't get rid of this cough.
All right. Sorry, listeners, I'm just struggling to breathe. I don't know if I'll get high from this smoke or what will happen.
Well, his eyes are watering.
Yeah, so.
How are you, Father?
Bloody good, mate. How are you doing?
Oh, yeah. We can't complain.
Filling those lungs up. Good to hear.
Yeah, that's right.
Deep fry oil.
Yeah. That's what you call the vape, isn't it? The deep fryer.
Yeah, deep fryer.
Yeah. Oh, it's good. It's good. It's nice to, fill the room with sweaty liquid gas. It's good. Father John, I tell you what, the feedback on these episodes has been absolutely fabulous. Everyone wants to hear some more. And actually, this week, I heard, Spongy, it would be great if we could hear some of Father John's original
K-San.
Songs.
Yeah. Oh, no, sorry, originals.
So, I've got some originals here to play this week. And how are you feeling about those?
Oh, look, mate, it is what it is. And you'll get to see a side of the father that's a little bit more sensitive, fragile, pathetic.
That's not the father I know.
every father's got a quiet moment, mate. It's okay. Do you do you write a lot of original content?
I try to, but it's pretty tricky. You'd probably write, like, you'd be the same, Sponge. You'd write something down and you, in the back of your mind, there's somebody there going, that is shit. Get rid of it. And then you'd write something else down and that same voice pipes up and says, you've done it again. That's shit. And it's just more of that until you bloody find something that you're half okay with.
But, yeah, right.
Yeah, I'd try to a little bit.
Yeah, okay. Well, that's good.
Outsource to the Chronicle might be the go.
That's right. Yeah.
That absolutely has been the most successful venture of my music career, I reckon.
very good. All right. So the first one we're going to jump into is a little bit of Chronicle as well. And it's the theme song. It's the theme song for the Weasel and Sponge Chronicles. I've got
Which
to say,
didn't play at the start of this episode.
No, okay. We haven't been playing.
Putting them in the midweek treats.
Putting them,
didn't think so. I just haven't listened to them yet.
It actually got axed.
Yeah. No jingle for the midweek treats.
Thought so.
Because we try to keep these ones pretty clean. Yeah, so if you want to drive home with your kids in the car, they can listen to the Father John sing. Although they probably won't be able to the next 40 seconds when we play this one. Hey, Father, the theme song was really good. When Chronicle said, I'm going to write this jingle, he sent us a message and Wheeze and I were sitting in the studio and it said, just finish the jingle in 3.5 minutes. I was like, okay, well done.
Very sharp crown.
Yep, very sharp that day. Definitely wasn't a red.
They were hidden.
Oh, dear.
Hide the crown.
How did you go about putting this one together? What was harder, this one or Beers and Durries?
I think Beers and Durries is a little bit more tricky because this one was a little bit, the Beers and Durries was longer. So this one was a little bit more straightforward and a bit easier to get your head around. And I thought, as I said in the other one, I'd just try and make it like a 2 a.m. kind of segment coming into like some dirty, dark radio station. And
that's us.
Yeah, I thought I went with the pimp vibe on this one. Yeah.
Purple lights.
Full of deep fry oil.
Yeah, absolutely. okay, all right. Well, let's throw on the theme song. This is the theme song jingle to the Weasel and Sponge Chronicles. We hope you enjoy it.
Because it's the Weasel and Sponge Chronicles, it's the Weasel and Sponge Chronicles, with the sponge and the wheeze leading the way. Coming to you every Saturday, we got Father John Sweaty with his sweet, sweet tracks. And we got the Keepo with his animal facts. Penny, Buster, and Specky Steve. Yeah, they're pretty shit folks and they make you wanna leave. But lest I forget to mention, the man with the wicked intention. It's a topical, prodigal, so iconical. It's gonna be hysterical. I'm talking about the Chronicle. Coming in your earways, all over your chin. Now everybody pregnant, and it's time to begin.
Now, one of the other segments that we've been doing on the show is called Polishing a Turd. And as you said, Father John, you can't polish a turd, but you can roll it in glitter. And basically how this one works is I give you one of my old songs and you basically twist it up and see if you can make it better, which you do 100% of the time. I just want to make that very clear.
See if you can.
And just make it better. I'm sorry. Which you do 100% of the time. And the first one that we started off with was this song called Ship Me to Tears, which you chose. There's probably about 12 or 13 songs there for you to choose from, but you chose this one, and you chose it based on the fact that it only went for a minute in the recording.
Yep.
I like that. I like that train of thought. And this song was actually written by the bass player who I used to play with in our band, Pure Mystery, Dr. Rock. We used to call him the man. Was it hard throwing this one together?
A little bit, just sponge, just to cure your own insecurities. I reckon what you're going to find over the next few weeks when we do this, you're calling your songs turds, but they're all actually like really good. So it feels a little bit pretentious to do this, but I had a mate listen to the podcast yesterday, and he said, "Yeah, I don't know what was wrong with the first one." I went, "Oh, cheers, mate." But yeah.
It was better than the second.
No, it wasn't. No.
He goes, what did you do to it? No, but no, like they're really, really good songs. But yeah, it was.
Well, I think the thing is, Father,
it definitely helped that you had all the chords anyway.
Oh, okay, that's good. That's good. I think the thing is, and you know, when I put them onto that drive, I thought, oh, should I put the chords here? Because you've got such a unique and incredible voice, Wheeze. I think that's probably the thing that everyone says, how good the Father's voice is. And I think when you sing these songs, they just absolutely come to life. So, and there's versions certainly of a lot of different things that you've done over the time on the Chronicles that, you know, Wheeze and I sit here and we play the song and we listen to it, and Wheeze just sits there looking at me going, shaking his head, going, "Oh, it's so good.
He's ridiculous. So good. He's ridiculous. Wasted. Ridiculous. He's wasted on this podcast.
He's so wasted.
You're really feeding the narcissist in, mate.
That's good. We've got to build you up, mate. Build you up.
And then tear you down. Get ready to fall. Listen to that guy on your shoulder.
Dear. All right. Well, we're going to jump into Ship Me to Tears, performed
just
by Father
quickly,
and John Sweaty. Go for it.
Would you ever play that one live, Sweaty, or have you? Ship Me to Tears? Nah.
I would. It's just I don't know if I've done a gig since. So I'll give it a run next time. See how it goes.
Yeah, nice.
Absolutely.
Get back to us.
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie. Yeah. It's probably out of all the originals we ever wrote, live it was the best one.
Yeah,
it was the king.
You can tell in the recordings there. I like how it was a live recording as well. There's definitely about 20 rowdy blokes there just who are sick of their missus. They're really feeling that one.
Yeah, well, the missuses never really came to our gigs either. So they were always happy with this one. Certainly they'd left by the time we played this. All right, this
probably
is
because we played that.
Yeah, probably. This is Ship Me to Tears by Father John Sweaty.
Sitting at home, watching TV, there's no one around but you and me. I look to you and you know what I see, somebody who's close that I don't want near me. Now I know why you bothered to follow me home. Now I know why you're calling me up on the phone. Cause you see me to tears. You know it's been so hard over this past year. Now I'm just had enough. Why don't you fuck off? Cause you shit me to tears. Now I know what you're wanting from me. Maybe something dirty or a little obscene. I don't know why you're here with me. Maybe to hurt because you're such a disease. And I don't know why you bother to follow me home. I don't know why you're calling me up on the phone. Could you see me to tears? You know it's been so hard over this past year. Now I'm just had enough. Why don't you fuck off?
Father John, we're going to jump into some of your original songs now, the stuff that you've written. And the first one I've got written down here is Words. Tell us a little bit about this song.
MS Word?
Yeah, it's going to be followed by Excel.
So it's a tribute to my favourite software program.
Yeah. Bill Gates, bloody genius, yeah. That bloke.
Oh, he's so good. Yeah. He knows a thing or two about vaccines.
Yeah, I guess this is, I think I wrote this one when I was living in London about a chook that I was pretty well involved with. And then, chook. I don't know, yeah, some little steggle that broke the father's heart.
Oh,
God
no.
Bless her.
Oh, no. was she from England?
No, so I just left Australia, probably.
Right.
Yeah. I don't know. It's one of those ones they just sort of sit in the bottom drawer for a little while, and then you write it like a year later, and everyone's like, "What was that about?" And I'm like, never mind.
Righto. Okay. Do we want to delve deep into this, or do we just want to play it?
I'll save that for my therapist.
Guys, I was going to send you a bill, mate. It's okay. We can do that here on the Chronicles as well. All right. Well, this is Words by Father John Swatty, and we hope you enjoy this little treat.
I don't know what I was supposed to do when I saw you standing at the end of the bar, trying to conjure up some words that I could say to you. Some are deep and falling from my heart. Like, oh my God, I'm sorry for the things that I had said, even though you left me in the dark. But oh my God, I hate you and I wish you all the dread you could ever feel from afar, from afar. Maybe I'm the one to blame. I always
but you just keep pondering. I'm not the man I always wanna be. Maybe I should keep those words for me, just for me.
Now, Father John, when I was navigating my way around some of your original...
Antarctica. Sorry, go on.
That was a different trip.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I'll tell you about that. I've got more stories about Canada that I was tree planting in Canada. Yeah, go on.
Midweek treat for everyone.
Oh, dear. Let's not go there. Let's not go there.
Good.
Good. We're not going to Vegas either, my friend.
And we're not going to bloody Chronicles' younger brother's car. That story was bloody terrible.
Oh, dear. It was a cracker.
Might have been a good story, but geez, it didn't need to take half an hour.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Fair enough. Okay.
Pot kettle, glass houses.
Dear. Weasel's woken up. Oh, He's finally got through the smoke.
Father, you saved that story, by the way, just so you know.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. I thought your versions were right. The other two were a bit.
The demonstration of the clap was personal. That's where it really took off. Okay, we're moving on.
Good radio.
What a treat.
Yeah, absolutely. The original I've got down now is Navigating. Not today. And there's a little bit of piano in here. It seems like you've gone to a fair bit of effort. Tell me about recording this song and how it came about.
Well, this song I wrote when I was still in uni. And in sort of unison with Shit Me to Tears, I had a missus. And she hates me now, so she's never gonna hear this, so it's fine. And she did start to annoy me a little bit, and then I took the opportunity to move away and use that as an excuse to break up. And look, I wasn't the best bloke about it. I still kind of feel bad about it, and this song was a little bit of a sorry,
right?
That. She was honestly quite a good person, and yeah. And then so I got back and I thought there's a bloke in Inverell who does like a little bit of home recording, and he plays the piano and the bass to it, and he took like, and I think it's not the greatest song, but he made it sound so much better, and yeah, then that's about it.
Right. How did the apology go down? Did it go down well?
She did. She messaged me and she goes, oh, thanks for, and I told her, and she messaged me after hearing the song and goes, well, that gives me a lot of closure, and I started to sweat a little bit and a lot. And then, yeah, I think we're cool after that, funnily enough.
But she hates you now, though, again.
I don't know. Oh, I've got the feeling. Nah. You know when someone says, yeah, we're cool, but we're not cool.
Yeah, one of those ones.
Well, thankfully, she's one of our most avid listeners, so we hope you enjoy this one.
Microsoft Excel.
G'day, love.
No, we're on to Not Today.
Oh, okay. Sorry, I thought we're on Excel.
Call this one PowerPoint. All right, this is Not Today by Father John Sweaty. Something I can get around. Okay, Father John, last one of this special three-part series for now, but I'm sure there'll be more in the future to come. But we're going to play one of your other original ones. I actually really enjoyed this one called Paint Snip Tool.
Snip Tool. Snip Tool. Interesting name for a song.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, yeah. Do want to hear more. Just press play. I want to hear it.
It's for all the men out there who are sick of having kids. Anyway, we're going to play this song called Letter. I like this one. Tell us a little bit about it.
Again, this is a... There might be a bit of a trend coming here. I'm obviously pretty good with women.
lots of them by the sound of it.
Lots of them who are just like, fuck that guy and run away. Fair play too. I mean, they can't constantly be drying the sweat off them. Yeah, another one about just getting over another little steggle. And yeah, I think the song speaks for itself, but yeah, this one was a little while ago now, but yeah.
All right.
Just another sad song from the father.
Oh. All right, Father John. Well, we hope the listeners enjoy this one out here, and thank you for joining us for another midweek treat. Wheeze, have you got anything to...
Not a thing.
Not a thing. All right, well, we'll get you out of the smoky room.
Yeah, it's starting to...
Get me out.
Starting to clear up
clear
a bit.
Clear up a bit, yeah. My eyes have stopped watering, I can see.
All right, well, let's start the humidifier back up again. All right, this is Letter by Father John Sweaty.
Addressed to your name, I emptied my heart with ink on the page. Was done at full, a small touch of rage that maybe I'd find some peace in those flames. Said nothing less. I spoke of the heart you clawed from my chest. I spoke of the way you neglected to hear me pleading for truth while you refused to care. With a spark of a light and a flame on a page, I would burn off the tears from your gaze. Paper took flight and floated away while the ashes were born from the flames, and all that was left was your name. Well, I can't begin to try to explain what I thought it would bring, what I thought I'd gain. But I drifted to sleep and woke in the new day, only to find that nothing had changed. 'Cause I still feel the knives lodged in my back, I still feel my heart beating under attack. I still feel the hatred when I hear your name, but I still feel like running to you all the same. With a spark of a light and a flame on a page, I will burn off the tears from your game. And the paper took flight, I floated away while the ashes were born from the flames, and all that was left was your name. Yeah, all that was left was your name.